I'm looking forward to having dinner with you.
Amazing. Llevarme al cine.
I'm looking forward to taking you to the cinema.
Great job. Cocinarme mi comida favorita.
I'm looking forward to cooking your favorite dish for you.
Oh, you guys, you're the best. Can I give you a big hug?
¿La cuenta, por favor?
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupobaugan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com.
Can you understand me? Are you following what I'm saying right now? It's easy to understand me, isn't it? Why? Because I'm not speaking English, really. I'm speaking classroom English, teacher English, accessible English, high-resolution English. It's easy to understand your teacher. It's like flying in a flight simulator. You know that if you crash, you don't die. You go home and have dinner with your family. However, in the real world, in the professional world, people don't speak like your English teacher. They don't speak accessible English or high-resolution English. In the real world, there's no flight simulator. If you crash, there's no dinner at home later in the evening. If you come to us, we will take you from point A to point B. And in Vaughan, point B means control and command of any communication situation. It means flying at 38,000 feet.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's The Show with No Name 2.0 with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One hole or another.
That's right, it's one hole or another in the house, my amigos. And what a great time we're having on the show. We're participating on Twitter in today's Name That Lyric. Y Juanjo, ¿cómo iba eso de Twitter otra vez? Era...
Síguenos en Twitter, arroba IM Alberto Alonso.
That's right. I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter, also on Facebook, guys. Remember, if you use Facebook as well, on Fridays we broadcast the show live. That's right. You can watch the show on Fridays. And it's tons of fun. It's also I'm Alberto Alonso. Also using Instagram a lot these days. Alberto underscore Alonso. Deberíais conocer el underscore. ¿Qué es? ¿Qué es? Guión bajo. Eso es underscore. Como una. No digas underscore. Dilo como una sola. Right? Como high school. Si pausas entre estas palabras, pues primero no lo dices como nosotros, right? Y además, pues metes esa E delante de la S. So, underscore, no under score. Underscore. High school. Una esa S con la parte de adelante. ¿Eh? No es como está escrito, es como lo pronunciamos, que cuenta. Okay, so my amigos, that said, let's see who our winners are. Our winners, ladies and gentlemen, Jayster, Carolina, Hands in My Pants, James Biscayne, as well, Ines, Emilio. Wow, so many people participating. Great to have you all on board. All right, well, the song was Kickstart My Heart, right? Now, esto nos sirve, este título. Start y heart riman. Porque todo el mundo dice corazón, dicen heart, heart, todo menos heart. Pero acuérdate que si te sabes esta canción, start, heart, todos sabéis decir empezar, start. What time does your class start? Pues heart rima con start, right? So kickstart. So what is kickstart? To kickstart something, vosotros lo conocéis por Kickstarter, ¿no? Es una plataforma en internet, an online platform that, helps people kickstart their business. Arrancar, hacer arrancar. But this literally comes from a motorcycle. ¿Sois moteros? If you have a motorcycle, cuando con la pierna lo pisas, arrancar, right? It's how you start up a motorcycle. You kickstarted. Que le das una medio patadita ahí, ¿no? Piénsalo. Tiene sentido. But also it means that hacer arrancar, arrancar. So on that online platform, Kickstarter is para hacer arrancar o ayudar a arrancar negocios. Míralo si no lo conoces. Kickstarter. So to kickstart, literalmente arrancar una moto. Pero más el uso más común sería hacer arrancar o arrancar cualquier cosa, un negocio como esa plataforma. So think about it. If you remember the Kickstarter, muchos dicen, we're raising funds on Kickstarter. Well, ahí lo tienes. El que ayuda a arrancar, Kickstarter. So kickstart my heart, o sea, arranca mi corazón. haz que arranque mi corazón. And it's a song by Motley Crue, que también significa algo en inglés también. Motley Crue es vaya riferrafe, vaya pandilla, you know, vaya pandilla aquí de variopinto, ¿no? Uf, right? Oh, look at this Motley Crue. Right? And, it's a cool name because, well, no se escribe, ellos lo estilizan y ponen C-R-U-E. Pero la palabra crew en este caso es Motley Crue. Perdona, la palabra crew es C-R-E-W. Right? C-R-E-W. Ellos lo estilizan C-R-U-E. Pero realmente se escribiría Motley Crue para no escribirlo mal. Si quieres poner, bueno, entraron estos y vaya pintas que me llevan. No, what a Motley Crue. All right. Now, let's take a look. Now, the song is about Nikki Sixx. He had overdosed and was initially dead. He was flatlining. Now, flatlining means, not the beep, 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 beep. It's, and he was clinically dead. And, paramedics arrived on the scene, and they shot adrenaline into his heart. Shot is, no, un pinchazo, una inyección. They gave him a shot of adrenaline. If you've seen Pulp Fiction, no, when she ODs, cuando tiene la sobredosis, la chica le ponen adrenalina directamente al corazón. So, they're talking about, you know, he's talking about adrenaline, but here he's talking about the adrenaline that saved his life. Because he was clinically dead. Now, Nikki Sixx. They saved him by kickstarting his heart. Arrancando su corazón de nuevo. So, pretty crazy, huh? And, the song deals with the band's sobriety. Sobriedad. Porque, of course, after that, they used... They realized, okay, wait a second, guys, maybe this whole drugs thing is too much here. And, they decided, okay, let's make a song about this, kind of to say goodbye to those days, because we don't want to go back. You know, we don't want to test the limits that far. And, Nikki Sixx, a great, great artist, but has always had drug problems. In fact, he's got a group called 6AM. Y el disco, my favorite album of theirs, is called The Heroin Diaries. right? And really interesting. Of course, you know, think about it. Somebody who went to the edge and, you know, vaya historia que puedes contar. Has ido al borde y has vuelto. Not everybody can say that, right? So this is just one song that talks about that experience. Kickstart My Heart. So he says in the song, when we started this band, all we needed was a layoff. When we started this band, cuando comenzamos este grupo, right, cuando lo arrancamos, all we needed, lo único que necesitábamos era echarnos unas risas. All we needed was a laugh. Years gone by, say we kicked some ass. Years have gone by. Los años han pasado. And I'd say, yo diría, we've kicked some ass. Que lo hemos petado. Nosotros decimos patear culos. Right? We've kicked some ass. Now, cuidado, nunca se dice en plural. Kick, right? We're going to kick some asses. Nah, we would just say ass in general. We're talking about, as you know, we are talking about many, right? Oh, we're going to kick their ass. Instead, it's weird to say asses here, to kick some ass. So when we, years gone by, say we kick some ass. Los años han pasado y diría yo que hemos arrasado. When I'm enraged, hitting the stage. When I'm enraged, cuando estoy furioso o subiéndome al escenario, to hit the stage. Now, ¿qué me estás diciendo? Hit, ¿no? Hit no es pegar, Alberto. Sí, pero hit también es ir hacia algo, ¿no? O ir. So I'm going to hit the, hey guys, before we leave, I'm going to hit the bathroom. ¿Voy a pegar el baño? ¿En serio? No, voy a ir a. Right? So it's another way to say, también decimos head. I'm going to head to the bathroom. I'm going to hit the bathroom before we leave, right? So you'll learn native. Who would have said that you'd be learning native vocabulary from Motley Crue? Well, you are. Or hitting the stage. You could say, I'm going to get on stage, but he says, I'm going to hit the stage. That means, voy hacia el escenario, me voy a subir al escenario. Otra palabra que la gente pronuncia mal, dicen stage. No es stage, sino stage. Y otra palabra, mira, como en high school. Si pausas. De hecho, primero, la palabra backstage en inglés es una palabra. Entonces, no hay por qué pausar. No es backstage. Quítate esa respiración. Una la S con el back. Backstage. Dilo. Backstage. Backstage. ¿Ves? Y así eliminas esa necesidad de meter esa E. Si no pausas, la E no se cuela. Es así. Backstage, backstage. Dilo 20 veces hasta high school. No high school, porque si pausas el E se mete. High school, no. High school, high school. Backstage, backstage. Right? So, hey, seems easy, but it's probably one of the biggest pronunciation problems I've heard ever. All right? Adrenaline rushing through my veins. Adrenaline's rushing through my veins. Okay, adrenalina, corre, rushing es con una prisa por mis venas. Adrenaline rushing through my veins. And I'd say we're still kicking ass. Y diría que seguimos petándolo, ¿no? Arrasar, petarlo. As you say here in Spain, is kick some ass, right? To do an awesome job, right? So he says, ooh, kickstart my heart, hope it never stops. Kickstart my heart. Arranca mi corazón. Espero que nunca pare. I hope it never stops. And to think we did all of this to rock. Y ahora pensándolo, que hicimos todo esto para rockear. So there you go. Very, very Motley Crue, but cool song, especially for those of you who like to do, you know, sports, such as snowboarding, you know, all running, any kind of things like that, biking. This is a cool adrenaline song, right? For you adrenaline junkies, right? La palabra que os enseñé antes. All right, well, guys, we've got to keep moving along. You know what? I think it's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble. Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's That's right, my amigos. As always, we're having a great time here on the show with no name as we put you to the test. Remember, we're making sure you guys are on point. Right, on point is espabilados, no, listos, right? So, all right, here it goes. Remember, the way this works is I give you a translation, and, well, since it's called Double Trouble, the sentence has to have the same word in it twice. Okay, good luck to you, my amigos. Here it is.
El tío con el pelo rapado sabe bailar.
Ahí está. Os doy una pista. Should I give you a little clue? I used this word about 2 minutes ago.
Usé la palabra hace dos minutos.
Eso no lo planifiqué. O quizás sí. So, amigos, el tío con el pelo rapado sabe bailar.
Now, if you know the answer, you guys can participate on Twitter. It's I'm Alberto Alonso, IM Alberto Alonso on Twitter. Let's see if any of our listeners know the answer over here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It's Mr. Houses. There we go. Mr. Houses, nice job. Anybody else know it? Just no me digas. You guys are usually really good at this section. Man, So, amigos, anybody else know it over here? Let's see, David got a comment from David de Madrid here on Twitter, and David says, thanks for helping me improve my English. Back from a wonderful trip to the Lake District, I got by really well. Me apañé, me salí del paso muy bien. Well, great job, David. And what a beautiful picture. Qué bonito, tío. Wow. Gorgeous picture, David. And I guess that represents your English. Sitting on the summit. Sentado ahí en la cima. Guys, I've just retweeted it. Lo acabo de retuitear. So you guys can just experience that beautiful view. Breathtaking, como decimos en inglés, te quita la respiración. Y luego que me dices que te has apañado ahí con el inglés, pues, awesome. Even better. So great job, David. Keep it up. Keep it up. Remember, don't thank me, guys. I'm just the instrument here, right? I guide you. Really, it takes the student. If there's any progress that's going to be made, it's got to come from the student, always. So, David, you should thank yourself for all the hard work you've put in, because these are the moments when you realize. Sometimes you feel like you're, am I really making progress? Until you get out there and you're like, I feel comfortable. This language doesn't sound like it's, you know, foreign to me. And that's a huge step. So, David, your hard work is paying off.
Tu trabajo está dando frutos. It's paying off.
All right, so are you guys going to tell me that Mr. Houses is the only one who knows today's double trouble?
Well, Mr. Houses, you stand alone, it seems.
El tío con el pelo rapado sabe bailar.
So, amigos. All right, so let's take a look at it.
El tío con el pelo rapado.
Okay,
rapado.
Well, you say the guy with the shaved head, pero shaved puede ser también sin nada,
no completamente.
So that's not exactly specific, because if your head is shaved, I would think more, right? Shaved is afeitado. I would think down, like, you know, almost bald, if not completely bald, right? So there's another way to say it. What I'm thinking of here is the military cut.
No, cuando tienes algo de pelo ahí, pero poco.
Right? Es un poco lo que estamos viendo. So, el tío con el pelo rapado. Well, we could say the guy, el tío es the guy, no el tipo. The guy with the crew cut. Ahí está. Crew cut. Eso es como decimos tener el pelo rapado. Now, you know, want to know the best way to learn what haircut this is? All you have to do is you just have to go over to Google Images y pon la palabra crew cut, right? Crew cut. Now, why is it called a crew cut? Well, I can tell you.
Well, I have Google, too. Todos tenemos Google, ¿no? The only thing is, I'm really curious. So I've been using this word all my life, but I never knew where it came from. Right? Because crew is tripulación también, right? The crew. El equipo, right? La plantilla, the crew, the staff, the crew, right? Well, it came from Harvard and Yale University. Eso es. These Ivy League schools, Harvard and Yale University. And this style, this hairstyle, was adopted by the boat crews. Los equipos, las tripulaciones de los barcos, de remo. I imagine it had something to do, this is now me just filling in the blanks, rellenando los huequitos aquí, but I imagine that it had something to do with, aerodynamics. Si tienes el pelo largo, pues vas a ir más lento, ¿no? Ajá! Aha! So it makes sense. The boat crews in the 1940s, the word dates back to 1940, and the boat crews of Harvard and Yale. Think about it. Las tripulaciones de los barcos, pues tenían un crew cut, y se nombró por ellos. Es algo que yo acabo de aprender hoy, después de 40 años. So can you still learn things in your own language? Every freaking day. So crew cut, there it is. Right. And now, of course, it's been adopted by the military. Now, the military doesn't use it because of aerodynamics. I imagine it's a standard military cut because they don't want you spending time every morning making your hair look pretty and nice. Right. I imagine if you're in the military, they want you up and out of bed and into the real world, into the field. Right. So, crew cut. So, yeah, tenemos la primera parte. All right. So, el tío con el pelo rapado, the guy with the crew cut, sabe bailar. Okay, cuidado porque hay un error muy común aquí. La gente dice, he knows too. He knows too. No, nos falta ahí un how. He knows how to. Right? Muchos a veces omiten este how y es clave. La pregunta, do you know how to speak Russian? Yes, I know how. O sea, practícalo. Practícalo en voz alta. Diciendo las cosas que sabes hacer y no sabes hacer. Y no omites ese how. I know how to speak Spanish. I don't know how to speak Chinese. I know how to snowboard. I don't know how to ski. Y así. Hazlo 10. Te lo digo. Haz una lista de 5 y 5 y seguro que la próxima vez que lo digas te va a salir bien. Y no vas a omitir el how. So the guy with the crew cut knows how to bailar. Well, I know everybody knows the word dance. Sé que todos sabéis esa palabra dance, pero bueno, necesitamos un doble, ¿no? Un doble significado aquí. Bueno, entonces tiene que ser crew o cut o guy, ¿no? The guy with the crew cut knows how to cut the rug. Now, to cut the rug, cortar la alfombra, you know what that means? Bailar. Piénsalo. Si estás bailando mucho, pues cortas la alfombra con tus zapatos de bailar. No sé. Si lo visualizas, a lo mejor te ayuda. To cut the rug. He really knows how to cut the rug. Este sí que sabe bailar. Fijaos, he puesto how to. He knows how to cut the rug. So the word that we looked at twice here is the word cut, que es un verbo muy fácil en inglés, ¿no? Cut, cut, cut. Mira, ya sabes conjugarlo. O sea, que para usar este verbo solo tienes que saber, en tercer persona tienes que poner cuts. El resto es siempre cut. En el pasado, I cut the pizza yesterday. Right? I have cut, I have cut the coupons out for the last 3 weeks. So, again, cut, cut, cut. Fácil. No es cut. No me digas cut, por favor. Cut. Como si fuera una A. Cut. Right? C-U-T. So that was a tough one, muy difícil, but not too tough for Mr. Houses. He was able to figure it out. So la frase, la traducción correcta entera es, el tío con el pelo rapado sabe bailar. The guy with the crew cut knows how to cut the rug. Sabe bailar, cortar la alfombra. There you go, my amigos. All right, well, we've got a lot more to go still on today's show. So I'm thinking maybe, you know I love humor. Sabéis que me encanta el humor. I think it's time for You're Joking!
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, folks. You're joking. Estás de coña. And this is a way for us to look at puns. Again, another great thing about double trouble is a lot of jokes come from double meanings. So if you're good at double trouble, then you'll be good at coming up with your own jokes, tus propios chistes. Pero por favor, pronúncialo bien. Because if you don't say, because the word is joke. Dilo conmigo. Joke. 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 Right? Joke. Como CH, pero no realmente. Joke. It's a joke. Porque si no lo pronuncias bien, estás diciendo yoke, Y-O-K-O-K-E, que es yugo. O sea, ¿te voy a contar un yugo o te voy a contar un chiste? La diferencia es en ese matiz. Y no contamos yugos, ¿no? De un caballo, ¿no? O una vaca, right? Yoke. Pero también hay otra palabra que suena igual, right? And this one is yema de huevo, Y-O-L-K, right? Los dos suenan igual, yolk and yolk. El que no suena igual es chiste, joke, j, right? O sea, si pronuncias como Y, o vas a estar diciendo yema o yugo. Ten cuidado, matices. Right? The devil is in the details. El demonio está en esos detallitos. All right, well, guys, here's our joke. Dilo conmigo, joke. All right, what kind of dance does a plumber do? Espera, ya sabéis la palabra plumber, right? Ya sabéis que la B es muda, ¿no? Porque lo vimos antes. O sea que ya eso lo tachamos de nuestra lista, lo de, right? Lo de plumber. No, 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 no. Plumber, plumber. So what kind of dance does a plumber do? A tap dance! wasn't funny? Well, maybe you didn't understand it. You have to know the double meaning of the word tap. Okay, well, let's take a look at the word tap. What does tap mean? Well, if I'm in a restaurant and I ask the waiter for tap water, estoy pidiendo agua del grifo. O sea, que tap significa grifo. Okay, pero ¿el baile del grifo? ¿Qué me dices, tío? ¿Estás fumado? ¿Qué te pasa? No, tap dance también es claqué. ¿Ves? ¿Ahora lo pillas? Right? What kind of dance does a plumber do? A tap dance. Claqué, porque hace tap, 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 tap. ¿No? Like Fred Astaire, pero aquí con el doble sentido de el baile del grifo, the tap dance. Muy importante saber pedir agua del grifo. May we have some tap water, please? All right, well, guys, we've got to go to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Maugan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
Tus hijos no saben que les encanta el inglés hasta que los traigas a Vaughan. Tus hijos van a descubrir que el inglés es su asignatura favorita gracias a los cursos intensivos de nuestra línea junior. ¿Por qué? Porque nuestras clases no son clases de academia al uso. ¡Nada de ejercicios aburridos! Las clases de Vaughan para niños son clases divertidas en las que hablan inglés todo el rato y además lo pasan de maravilla. Apúntales a unas clases de inglés que les encantarán. Apúntalos a los intensivos de Vaughan. Vaughan Junior. Más información en el 911335832 o en grupovaughan.com.
There are two kinds of teachers, outstanding teachers and the rest. With outstanding teachers, students enjoy the class. They enjoy the subject, and often they become passionate about the subject. When this happens, the learning curve changes dramatically, and students assimilate the material quickly. And they enjoy the effort. Why? Because they're motivated, super motivated. And why are they motivated? Because the teacher is outstanding. They love the teacher. Outstanding teachers produce outstanding students. Outstanding teachers make any subject interesting and often fascinating. When a subject is interesting or fascinating, the assimilation process on the part of the student is surprisingly solid and effective. This is true for the first kind of teacher, that is, the outstanding teacher. For the other kind of teacher, that is, for the rest, the learning process is slow, non-existent, or even backwards, regressive. Many times it's counterproductive. A mediocre teacher kills the subject. A mediocre teacher makes the subject boring and difficult. A mediocre teacher destroys the learning process. Concerning English, it's better to have no teacher than to have a mediocre teacher. So, only take English classes for outstanding teachers, okay? And how do you know if your teacher's outstanding? You know, it's like Cupid's arrow, como la flecha del amor. With an outstanding teacher, only 1 hour of class is the equivalent of 100 hours of class with a mediocre teacher, a teacher who only transmits boredom and negativity, killing the joy of learning English. 1 hour with a Vaughan teacher will convert the English language into something really interesting and maybe even fascinating. It's an emotional question. Only outstanding teachers can bring out the emotional element in the learning process. And when positive emotions enter the learning equation, everything changes, often dramatically. The difference between an outstanding teacher and the rest is colossal. It's total.
Bueno, ¿cuándo quedamos entonces?
Pues a ver, el martes tengo yoga, el jueves lo del dentista. No, espera, lo del dentista era el miércoles. ¿Y el cumpleaños de Ana? Ah, no, que el cumpleaños de Ana... ¡Espera, que es hoy! ¡Ay, que tengo clase de inglés ahora! ¿Pero seré?
¿Necesitas una agenda? Con la agenda Vaughan ahora podrás organizar tu vida. Mientras aprendes inglés, aprende expresiones, vocabulario y pronunciación en tu día a día y sin esfuerzo con la agenda Vaughan. Solo 9,95. Consíguela ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com. Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's The Show with No Name 2.0 with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One ho or another.
That's right, it's one hole or another in the house, my amigos, and as always, we're having a great time. I can't believe it. It's not Monday morning anymore, it's officially Monday afternoon, so that doesn't sound as bad, does it? No way! We made it through the morning. Lo hemos cumplido! We got it, folks! See? Was that so bad? And on top of it, not only you guys,
I'm learning new things, too. And, well, if we're having fun as we learn, then we've figured out the secret to life. All right, well, folks, as always, we're putting you to the test. I just want to remind you, we have a challenge right now on our app. If you don't have the app, download it now. Descárgatelo ahora. It's definitely worth it, especially because you can participate. You can listen to our podcasts as well. And, well, let me just remind you, we're filling in the blank here. He's a good friend when push comes to So this is cuando las, en la hora de la verdad, el momento de la verdad, cuando las cosas se ponen, cuando todo está en la mesa, ¿no? You could possibly say, right? Cuando cuenta, ¿no? So he's a good friend when push comes to If you know what that is, then go over. I want to encourage you, la palabra del día, alentar. I want to encourage you to go over to the app and participate. Now, right now, 90% of you have gotten it right. Let's see if we can get it up to 95%. That would be truly amazing. All right, well, quick comment here on Twitter. David says, I always struggle pronouncing joke versus yoke. He says, and all my English friends take the piss out of me. Now, esta es una expresión que yo no aprendí hasta los veintitantos, porque no lo usamos en Estados Unidos. To take the piss out of someone, quitarle la orina, el pis, en inglés, vacilarle. No en mi país. De hecho, hasta los 26, 27 no sabía yo esta expresión. Fijaos cómo es el inglés de amplio, ¿no? Because we don't only speak English in my country, obviously. It's like you guys don't know all the words they use in Latin. You don't even know all the words they use in Spain. Never mind Latin America and all the other places where Spanish is spoken. Because there is no universal English or universal Spanglish. Bueno, sí, el Spanglish sí que es universal. So, hey, David, don't worry. Just practice it, man, because practice makes perfect. Joke. J. Tiene que ser chocante ese j. El otro, lo bueno, el yoke. La de llama y yugo, no, nadie tiene problema con ese. Nadie. Porque esa es la que pronunciáis bien. El que pronunciáis mal es chiste. Just say joke. Just say joke. All right? Sí, I know. It's easier said than done over here. But I'll tell you something. David, the first, the first thing is being conscious of our mistakes, of our weaknesses, and then we can work on them. No, podemos ponernos a trabajar en ellos. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, we've got a lot of things to do still on today's show. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie. This is where we look at scenes from popular movies. Oh, some of them are less popular, but sometimes, guys, you got to look at my criteria here for choosing the movie. Sometimes because they're very well known. Sometimes because the vocabulary in it is just great. Maybe it's a lesser known film, but the vocabulary is just, oh, tengo que enseñarles estos. Quiero enseñarles estos. So I have many different reasons for choosing the Name That Movie. All right, so good luck, guys. As always, I'm going to act out. Toma, ponle un out al final y ya es un verbo, interpretar. Because I'm going to act this scene, no se dice. Pero act out, sí. So I'm going to act out this scene for you right now. And you guys tell me the name of the movie. You can tell me on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso. Ime Alberto Alonso. Okay, here we go. Wow, what a house. Yeah. Probably mortgaged to the eyeballs. Not this one. His great-grandfather, Commander Richardson, built it. Hand me down. Ooh, toma vocabulario. So this is an interesting thing, too, to see if you guys catch. Because obviously one thing is watching the movie and seeing it in context. And another thing is, ooh, este vocabulario así, ooh. But hey, that's what it's about, seeing how much of these scenes, you actually say, ah, esto lo sé, ¿qué? What? So pay attention to that, you know.
when I do name that movie. Because when we do name that movie, what we're really doing is looking at how we really speak. Okay, we'll look at grammar things and whatnot. But this is dialogue written, right? It's conversational. It's how we would speak. That's why movies, I always tell you guys, yeah, read books, of course. Read articles. Read all kinds of things. But another great thing to read is plays, obras de teatro, or screenplays, no, guiones de cine. I love reading screenplays because, you know, you read all the action. It's great. All right. So I'll go through it again. Wow. What a house. Right now. Wow. Acuérdate. En inglés no se escribe G-U-A-U. Wow. Sino W-O-W. Wow. What a house. Vaya casa. And he says, yeah, probably mortgaged to the eyeballs. Okay. Probably mortgaged. ¿O suena esta palabra, no? Mortgage. Mortgage, yeah, hipoteca. Morgue, right? Now, careful, porque esto es raro, porque tiene una TG, pero se mueve como G. Mortgage. Mortgage, right? So estoy hipotecado. Mortgaged. Dilo conmigo. Es una palabra que se usa en español mucho. Lo veo siempre en la prensa, ¿no? Hipotecado. ¿Ves? Yo lo he aprendido. ¿Qué te crees? Que yo sabía esta palabra al llegar aquí. Ni de coña. Ni sabía la palabra hipoteca. Pero luego saber ya jugar con la palabra hipotecado. To be mortgaged. Right? Makes sense. Hipotecado. ¿Ves? So, what a house. Vaya casa. He says, yeah. Probably mortgaged to the eyeballs. Seguro que está hipotecado hasta las narices, ¿no? Aquí nosotros decimos hasta los ojos. His eyeballs son la parte de dentro, ¿no? Las bolas. Your eyeballs. Probably mortgaged to his eyeballs. Right? Como que, vamos, que tiene un hipotecado por vida ahí. And then Caroline says, no, not this one. No, él no. His great-grandfather, su bisabuelo. Now, esto es muy, muy fácil en inglés, right? Great-grandmother. Great-great-grandmother, bis-bis, abuelo, right? Great es como nosotros decimos bis. O sea, my great... So, my grandmother is great. Mi abuela es genial, right? And my great-grandmother is mi bisabuela. O sea, muy importante donde pones ese great ahí, right? Y no lo pronuncias great, por favor. Es great. Suena como ocho. ¿No? Eight. Suena como el pasado de comer. Oh, great. I'm glad you ate something. Muy importante ver palabras que riman, nos ayudan a asociar, ¿no? It's great that you ate your food. It's great that you ate because you didn't have an appetite, ¿no? Entonces ya si lo asocias, pues claro, ya sabes pronunciarlo, right? So, let's keep going here, okay? He said, his great-grandfather, Commander Richardson, built it. O sea, que no está hipotecado, que su abuelo, su bisabuelo, Comandante Richardson, lo construyó. Otra palabra que la gente suele pronunciar mal. No es built, la U, no está en esa palabra. Ok, built. Dilo conmigo, built. Lo mismo que build, construir, el verbo construir. Right, build. Nunca pronunciamos esa U, ¿ok? En tu mente, táchala, la U. So, y Jack dice, hand me down. Now, esto me encanta. Hand me down. What is a hand me down? Well, a hand me down is usually, if you have a brother or a sister, right? A hand me down is algo que ya estaba usado por otro familiar. Algo que... Heredas, nunca me sale esa palabra, right? Algo, tú eres el heredero de algo. Well, you're getting your brother's hand-me-downs. Now, normalmente hablamos de ropa usada en este caso, right? So, a lot of times parents, if they have two kids, well, the younger brother or sister will get the older brother or sister's hand-me-downs. La ropa usada de segunda mano, pero normalmente es... entre familia, ¿no? Piénsalo así, porque used es vas a una tienda, a thrift shop, right? But a hand-me-down is usually... Entonces aquí está diciendo como es una casa usada, que se lo pasó, piensas, alguien te lo pasa, right? Algún familiar,
A hand me down. O sea, están pensando down, bajando una generación. Lo distribuyo, lo entrego hacia abajo. Piénsalo así. A lo mejor tiene más sentido. So it's a hand me down. Es una cosa usada. Pasado de su familiar. A hand me down. Now the name of the movie is Mr. Mom. And our winners, Express and Emilio García. Señor Madre, ¿no? Don Madre, in English. Mr. Mom is the name of the movie. It's a movie that came out in 1983, starring Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, Terry Garr, right? And, it's a movie about a stay-at-home dad. Un padre que en esos momentos, un padre que se queda en la casa. What? Oh, it's unheard of, right? 1983, different times, right? Now it's perfectly normal to have a mom out working and dad at home. We're really, the reality of the situation is both parents are out working the way things are, right? But at that time, this movie was, well, it was funny. It was like, look at the dad in all the mom situations. Now, if you think about it, it's a bit sexist. But they didn't, I mean, they were joking around, and that also represented what was happening at those times. So, starring Michael Keaton and Terry Garr, they actually have a relation as well, not a physical relationship, a relation as far as Batman. As you know, Michael Keaton played Batman in the 1989 movie, and Terry Garr guest starred in Batman Instant Freeze, a movie that came out in 1966. So these two co-stars have a Batman connection. Eso suena bastante chulo, ¿eh? Batman connection. And so it was a funny movie. I remember seeing it at the time. This was the second feature film written by John Hughes. Now, I know a lot of you know John Hughes. He's known for El Club de los Cinco, which in English is The Breakfast Club. Todo en un Día, which in English is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Weird Science, que en inglés es, que en español es La Mujer Explosiva. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which in español es mejor solo que mal acompañado. Vamos, que ni una se ha traducido como es. Oh, man, it's impossible to talk about movies. Well, John Hughes was the king. Let's put it this way. John Hughes, king of the 80s. If you love 80s movies, then you have to love John Hughes. And this was his second feature film. And as I said, now you want to know the title? Yo creo han tenido algo en contra de John Hughes. They've got something against John Hughes. Because every film he ever wrote or directed has been translated horribly. Think about it. You know? The ones I just told you. No tienen nada que ver con el título original. Well, you know what Mr. Mom is called in Spanish? Are you ready? Oh, my God. Are you ready for this? Las locas peripecias de un señor mamá. What? Are you fucking serious? ¿Por qué siempre tenemos que poner loco cachondo en los títulos de las películas? Really? It's driving me crazy, folks. Man. So in English, que podían haberse quedado con señor mamá, como en inglés, ¿no? Señor mamá. Mr. Mom. O don mamá. Yo creo que suena. Yo lo hubiera traducido como don mamá. ¿No? But in Spanish, es que no sé ni pronunciar esto. Las locas, it's a mouthful, como decimos en inglés. Es mucha palabra aquí. Las locas peripecias de un señor mamá. Sale la semana que viene. Vaya frase. En vez de Mr. Mom comes out next week. ¿Ves? Somos mucho más sucintos en inglés. And the other ones are just funny as hell. Mira los otros. El Club de los Cinco. Bueno, al menos tiene sentido. Nosotros lo llamamos The Breakfast Club. Son clásicos, ¿no? De los 80. Otro, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Aviones, trenes y automóviles. Mejor solo que mal acompañado. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. El día libre de Ferris Bueller. Pues en español, todo en un día. Peliculón. Ciencia rara en inglés. Weird Science. En español, La Mujer Explosiva.
Oh, my God. No comment. All right, guys. Well, I hope you learned a little bit from today's Name That Movie section. But we've got a lot more to go still on today's show. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's famous birthday trivia. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, time for today's famous birthdays. But before that, I want to remind you of today's, not today's. I want to remind you of our phone number. Juanjo, ¿cuál es nuestro número de teléfono aquí para dejar mensajes?
Hi, Alberto.
It's great to have you on WhatsApp. Hello, Alberto.
Mándanos tus historias, anécdotas y participa en nuestros retos. Mándanos tus mensajes de voz por WhatsApp al 636-420-300. 636-420-300. El show with no name. Ahora más interactivo.
Hello, good morning.
Toma nota del número 636-420-300. 636-420-300.
Hi, Alberto. This is Nacho Ross from Madrid. Just say I follow you with my wife, Estefania, and my daughter, Alicia, since 2 years ago or so. Simply say you are the best, really. You know, continue this way, okay? Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye.
Oh, very, very nice. Thank you so much, Nacho, Stefania, and Alicia. I'll tell you something. That's a family that is really gonna learn English together. And when you guys go on your trips, cuando os vais de viaje a Londres o Estados Unidos, vais a estar compitiendo. Ah, no, déjame hablar a mí. No, a mí me deja. That's awesome, guys. So very, very cool, Nacho. Thank you very much for your voice message. Y, un abrazo a toda la familia, ¿no? Nacho, Estefanía, and Alicia. Just be careful. You were dijiste just say. Solo decir. Nosotros diríamos en inglés con ing. Just saying, or just wanted to say. Lo puedes decir. Just wanted to say, or just saying, right? Hello. Nacho, tengo que resaltarlo porque no eres el único. De hecho, mi mujer comete este error siempre. ¿Cómo se pronuncia desde en inglés? Si acabas de decir since, quiero que vayas a la cocina. I want you to go to the kitchen, grab a butcher knife, un cuchillo de estos muy afilados, y córtate un dedo. No te lo quiero hacer yo, I don't want to do that to you. No es since, es since. ¿Cómo se dice pecado? Sin. Pues ponle un s al final. Since. Since. No te preocupes, Nacho. Si no fuera un error común, pues a lo mejor no lo cometería. So, let's look at that one, guys. If you're one of those people who say science, make today the last day that you ever say science. Why? Doesn't exist in English. Porque no suena ni a letreros. Eso sería signs. No science. So, the sound, science, doesn't exist in English. Es since, okay? Y dijo lo mismo también, continue that way or continue like that, que se entiende, que no está mal. Pero acuérdate, aquí estamos buscando, ¿cómo lo diría en este país? ¿Cómo lo diría un nativo? Y eso sería keep it up. So, Nacho, Estefanía, Alicia, keep it up. Sigue así. I'm sure you guys, I'm sure Alicia, here's the good news. Your daughter Alicia, she's going to run circles around you guys. Os va a dar mil vueltas cuando ya tiene la edad, right? So great stuff, guys. Thank you for your messages. Remember, guys, if you want to send us your voice messages, we'd love to hear from you. Let's also solve our last challenge on the app. Nos quedaba un reto por la aplicación. He's a good friend when push comes to shove. Cuando las cosas se ponen duras en el momento de la verdad. When push comes to shove era la expresión y lo que nos faltaba ir era el shove, que se escribe S-H-O-V-E, shove. And, Juanjo, 90% of the listeners got it right. Excellent job, guys. Really, really impressive. Great way to kick off the week. Vaya forma de arrancar la semanita. All right, guys, our last challenge of the day is today's famous birthdays. I'm going to give you some clues of three people who are celebrating a birthday today. And, well, you guys tell me who these people are. All right. The first person was born in 1947. Okay. She's an American actress and dancer. Now, let's see. Well, before she became a household name, antes de que lo conociera todo el mundo, before she became a household name, she had appeared as a dancer in 9 Elvis Presley movies. That's pretty cool, right? This is before you get famous. Wow. That's a pretty cool start there. Wow. And, she was in Star Trek in 1968 in an episode of Star Trek, which everybody watched that show. But, I think her most memorable role, at least in my opinion, although she earned an Academy Award nomination she was good in that. In fact, I think she's good in all the movies, but my favorite role, I think, was, when she played Inga in Young Frankenstein. Jovencito Frankenstein. Peliculón. Si no lo has visto en inglés, tienes que verlo. She was also in the movie Mr. Mom. Yeah, that's right. Oh, ¿no sabéis qué es Mr. Mom? Ah, muy fácil. Las locas peripecias de un señor mamá. She co-starred... si estabais prestando atención, dije su nombre antes. And she was also in the movie Tootsie. Excellent movie with Dustin Hoffman. And she actually earned an Academy Award nomination. She didn't win, but she got the nomination for Best Supporting Actress. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, he was born in 1958. ¿Ves cuán importante es esto de he y she? Si yo te digo she, ya vas a estar buscando chicas. So, muy, muy importante esto del sujeto, ¿no? Antes de usar expresiones todo nativas, controla el he, el she, el they, clave. Okay, so he was born in 1958, an American actor, director, producer, screenwriter. And, he was known for writing and directing. His claim to fame, I would say his biggest known works, are Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, right? He's collaborated a lot with Jim Carrey in general. He worked on Liar Liar, también con Jim Carrey, vete a saber cómo se llama en español. Bruce Almighty, donde él hace de Dios, Jim Carrey también. So, this guy, the Nutty Professor, right, el profesor chiflado, a lo mejor esa, os habéis respetado el título ahí, the Nutty Professor, starring Eddie Murphy. So, as you can see, he likes to do comedies, it seems, but very, very cool movies there, guys. I love all those movies. I'm a Jim Carrey fan, I have to say. And last but not least, he was born in 1958, an American bass player. Cuidado, bass es bajo, se escribe igual que bass, que es lubina. En este caso decimos bass. He was the bass player of Motley Crue, or he is the bass player of Motley Crue. He formed his own band recently as well, and the song Kickstart My Heart was about his heroin overdose. And how he got a shot of adrenaline to his heart. We talked about him before. So you guys should know all three famous birthdays. Let's see if anybody knows them on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, our winners, Carolina and Jester. Nice job. Number one, Terry Garr. Number two, Tom Shediak. And number three, from Motley Crue, Nikki Six. All right, well, guys, that's all the time we have for today. But thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Baugan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
Tus hijos no saben que les encanta el inglés hasta que los traigas a Vaughan. Tus hijos van a descubrir que el inglés es su asignatura favorita gracias a los cursos intensivos de nuestra línea junior. ¿Por qué? Porque nuestras clases no son clases de academia al uso. Nada de ejercicios aburridos. Las clases de Vaughan para niños son clases divertidas en las que hablan inglés todo el rato y además lo pasan de maravilla. Apúntales a unas clases de inglés que les encantarán. Apúntalos a los intensivos de Vaughan Junior. Más información en el 911335832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Si me permites, me gustaría invitarte a que comprobases lo diferente que es estar en una clase con un profesor Vaughan. Una buena oportunidad es apuntarte a nuestro curso intensivo.